hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark. Once again, freetalklive.com, the features there, we give them away. You can go and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. We'll tell you more about how to do that here in a little bit over at freetalklive.com. But you actually get to create the content of the website. So what you see is created by listeners like you for the most part. You find something online that you think is interesting, like this story here about the pajama ban. I found that over at freetalklive.com. So somebody had taken the time to copy that link, put it in our site, and then others voted it up, so it made it to the front page of the site. So it's a social bookmarking website, as they are called. Go to freetalklive.com, get interactive. As we go back to Matthew here, again, we're talking about a proposal in Shreveport, Louisiana, to ban the wearing of pajama pants from public. You will not be allowed to leave your home without possibly facing criminal charges. Matthew is back with us in Connecticut. You're back on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts. We're going to run short on time.
Okay. Well, first of all, let me just say that I'm happy to hear that Free Talk Live does not have an underwear policy.
I've actually done the show in my underwear in the past.
It's been a long time. It's too cold up here in New Hampshire to
do that.
That's
true.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give any details about my current situation.
That's probably anyway. Best for everybody.
Anyway, what I was going to, what I was thinking was, if there's nothing on the books, at a point of a gun, that people must wear an under layer of clothing. You know, it seems to me that this whole underwear thing is entirely psychological. It has to do with people's perception. And like tradition or something like that.
Well, I think you're right about that. But this particular city councilor or representative or whatever they call them, he said that he saw someone's junk one day because they were wearing pajama pants.
He said private parts, and I wonder what he means when he says private parts. Could he be referring to the anal cleft, as they call the butt crack?
Good point.
Why wouldn't he say
genitals? Right. That would be the medical.
Yeah, he didn't say genitals. Good point.
So he could determine that that area is private and therefore it's private parts.
Okay, well maybe sometimes the way pajamas are, it might reveal the outline of man's penis, for instance.
But that could be done in running shorts or
any kind of tight wearing, tight fitting spandex or whatever. So
inappropriate wear.
Go ahead, Matthew.
Yeah, I mean, was he maybe just saying? Like you were saying, like the area was emphasized or something. Because if that's the problem, then wouldn't every rock star from the 70s or something be facing problems?
Right. Yeah, it's a great point.
Remember the old cod piece from Renaissance times?
Yeah.
They put that piece in that area, and what was the purpose of that? I mean, draw attention, I would assume.
Yeah, indeed,
some kind of protection.
Matthew, what other thoughts do you want to share?
That was it. Take care.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. They have not yet written the ordinance.
The only talk show host on in America today that mentioned cod pieces.
Probably true. They have not, or talking about Gun Commando. I doubt there are very many talking about that either. 855-450-FREE is the number here. So, again, the story from USA Today about Shreveport, I thought I remembered Shreveport. Yes, the city of Shreveport has a no-sagging law.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, so this is that same location where the same group of people who really love the idea of controlling young people and controlling how they can dress, they passed in 2011. Police reported 31 incidents involving wearing of pants below the waist in public. Most of those were unattached to other more serious crimes.
Men are supposed to wear their pants, their waist is an inch and a half below their navel, I believe, is what it and women's waist is at their navel. I mean, these are like the old school version of what waists are. So, I mean, who determines?
All right, as the resident fashion police here, I have to comment on the saggy pants issue. So, obviously, I do not support the law for saggy pants, but I have to know if there's a listener out there, if you're one of these guys who wears their pants so low that you can actually see the entire butt, right?
Yes, I've seen this.
And you're holding your legs so far out so that you can keep
so
your pants on
down
when you walk, like,
yeah.
Please call in and tell me why you do that.
The girls.
No, no, I would say it's actually for the guys, not the girls. It's
so?
For their bros. Because there isn't a girl on the face of the
You're
earth
wrong.
Who's like,
yeah.
I prefer it
you
when guys wear their pants
you are
so
wrong.
Long. No,
you
I don't believe
wrong,
you.
Wrong,
I don't
wrong.
Believe you.
I've got to pick Ian on this one, Julia.
I found this hard to believe myself. I thought, for sure, why do they do this? And how could any woman, you know, find this attractive? And sure enough, there was, I think it was an article that we read a few years ago where they interviewed some teenage girls, and they were just all a flutter about the teenage boys and their pants hanging down around their waist.
Whenever you find some fashion trend, and I'm not talking about wearing pajamas out in public.
I think pajamas is preferable to saggy pants.
Well, it's just impractical. I mean, I can understand from a women's perspective, like, if they're a little low, you know what I mean, and maybe they accentuate, like, a hot butt or something. Okay, I get it, but...
low riders.
But, yeah. Like, to the point where your entire butt is actually, like, your pants are below the bottom yeah. of your butt cheeks,
they're
and you're actually walking... Yeah, like, that doesn't make any sense.
I've got to say, I used to wear the saggy pants thing. Now, I never went quite this far. They
you know
always,
what I'm talking about, right?
They would hang on my... on my buttocks
right.
as opposed to hanging below them. But, you know, I mean, we're just picking an arbitrary place where pants should be. They were too big, and I'd look at pictures now, and I'm like, good Lord, that looked awful.
Caddo Parish Sheriff Steve Preter said, it's going to be very difficult to enforce the way it's described, although I have not seen anything in writing. And again, they did have 31 incidents last year alone of the saggy pants ban, which did result in offenders being issued misdemeanor summons. Misdemeanors for saggy pants.
Not violations, misdemeanors.
Right. Caddo Parish attorney Charles Grubb said adopting a parish-wide ordinance similar to that of Shreveport Police's is a possibility. Prater said he has not known the pajama pants issue to be a problem in the parish. Williams plans to poll his fellow commissioners in February, which he hopes will lead to introducing
how uncomfortable that can be.
An ordinance.
I would like to live somewhere where it is only legal to wear a three-piece suit and a top hat.
Don't give them ideas, Julia, because that's where this is all going.
It's a lot of work.
This man believes that other people should dress the way he thinks is appropriate, and he's willing to threaten them with a cage over it, and it's sick.
You know, my dad, when we were growing up, my dad used to dress us up on, like, certain holidays, right? Like Easter. Mm-hmm. Easter, you get a new dress. And, you know, on Sundays, you dress nice. And it was just because that's how he was raised.
Yeah.
And I think society in general has become a lot more casual, and it drives people like that nuts.
Absolutely.
And that's what this is about.
I think that's why I never really liked dressing up, is because my parents made me do it occasionally, like, on those sorts of occasions, and I really resented it. And now I've never owned a suit, and I've never worn one. So, 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. So, we'll, I guess, keep you in the loop if we hear anything more about the proposal here, because it's just a proposal at this point. But it's not unbelievable that this could pass. I mean, it's the same place that passed the saggy pants ban. So, it's not out of the loop of possibilities here. Normally, I don't like to report on proposals on Free Talk Live. I think it's more relevant to talk about things that actually have happened or that are imminent to happening. And I normally try to stay away from, you know, speculative news. But this is pretty disturbing stuff. And it's very likely that something like this could come about. So be aware. These are the kinds of people out there. They're the same kind of people that want to tell you can't have a garden in your front yard. You can only have grass.
Yeah, busy people. Grass farmer. They're busy people that want you to wear your pants around your waist and be a grass farmer.
The toll-free number is 855-453. Well, because a lot of people believe that the world would be a better place if everyone was just like them. And I can't think of a more horrific place to live. How boring would life be?
Have you ever been to many communities in Florida?
Yeah, and it's terrible.
I know.
It's terrible. But even then, I mean, there's still individuals that are living in those communities. I mean, there really are people that want to control how people look, how they behave. And, you know, the house, obviously they've already controlled the houses in which they live in some communities, etc. But, of course, people are consenting to that by moving into those places. I'm talking about where people aren't consenting. It's disturbing. 855-453. Why can't you just leave people be? It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com. DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk, and this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, 2 for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panel to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Brought to you by SACL CAI. But what does that mean, Mark?
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. They can do it for your business. Whatever kind of business you have, SACL CAI, they do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. If, you know, you got into the business, you got in to do that work and not bookkeeping work, and it's getting you down. SACL CAI can take care of it for you. They'll do it in a manner that you know, treats your customers with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. It's SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right hand side of the page. SACL CAI.
All right, let's continue here. Also want to remind you about our website at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for our news updates. Go to news.freetalklive.com. You can get us via email, Twitter, Facebook, follow it, whatever way works best for you. News.freetalklive.com. To Scott in Indy, listening to WXNT. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm actually a dentist, and the whole wearing your pants low can actually present a bit of a health hazard.
How so?
Well, apparently, persons who wear their pants low and then also decide to engage in illegal activities, maybe like breaking and entering, and then also happen to be, I don't know, maybe caught by the police red-handed and then end up trying to run away from the police. Well, their pants are kind of hanging down, so they're running, and they have to kind of maybe pull their pants up so they can go a little faster. And instead of pulling them all the way up, they end up just sort of holding them. Mm-hmm. And then at some point, they end up being tripped, and they fall forward and land on their chin because their hands can't catch them. And as a result, they end up with a broken jaw and in the hospital.
And then they come to you to fix their teeth?
And then they go to the oral surgeon and get their jaws wired shut so they can get their jaws to heal back together.
How many times has this happened?
For you? It happens, at least here locally, about once every 2 to 4 months.
God. So if that's the case, then why would they want to prohibit the saggy pants? I mean, it's helping catch criminals.
Valid point. I don't know. There's a good question right there. But why anybody would do that is still beyond me. But
why anyone would wear their pants saggily, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't quite understand the concept other than fashion.
Yeah, and we're never going to get that part.
Kids,
I can
these
assure
days,
you.
That's the answer. Three words, kids these days.
And then to go
although,
on,
to be fair, kids did it when I was a teenager, too. It just didn't seem as extreme.
No, I think it's worse.
Then. Yeah.
When you can see the entire butt.
The whole butt, yeah.
And to engage in illegal activity and put yourself at risk, obviously not thinking about what you're doing at that point.
Scott, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Crichton, listening in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Crichton.
How are you guys tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, before I begin, I must make the disclosure that I may or may not be wearing underpants.
Oh, God. Thank you for that.
I wanted to shift gears completely.
Okay.
I wanted to talk about Bitcoin in fiction, and specifically the Good Wife last night.
Yeah, I saw some posts about this. I obviously don't watch television, but I heard folks talking about it. What is The Good Wife?
Well, The Good Wife is a drama that's based off the premise that these female lawyers do these good deeds all around.
It already sounds unbelievable. Lawyers
doing
good
deeds. It's already unbelievable. Yes, it is. And I haven't yet seen this one because I have yet to see it. I have to watch it with my wife. But I know you guys are really big into the whole Bitcoin scenario, as a monetary system. And, I had forgotten this show was even going to be aired. And then on the Bitcoin forum, it just kind of exploded. It was that it was such fair treatment. You know, there's can't expect such a show to get everything right when it's hard enough for people to understand it to actually explain it.
Right.
But they did a pretty good job, is what my understanding was. And I was hoping that when you post, when I'd be able to actually see it.
Oh, I see. So you haven't seen the show, and you were calling to see if anyone
had. I can't watch it. Yeah, I was hoping.
So do you have no idea in what way it was worked into the plot? Like, you know, anything about the plot line?
I do know something about the plot line. Yeah, the plot of the show is that one of the main characters of the show a female lawyer, was defending a different lawyer who was being played by the actor who played on American Pie, who was arrested by the Treasury Department for refusing to disclose the true identity of his anonymous client, who was supposedly the creator of Bitcoin, implying that the creator is an American, which is probably ridiculous.
It's possible. But we don't know. He has a very Japanese-sounding name, but it may not be his name at all.
Oh, yes, I know. I'm actually one of the moderators on the Bitcoin forum, at the Bitcoin.com forum.
Okay.
So I've seen a lot of this, you know, as speculation about who he is, or they are, or whatever. And whoever this entity is incredibly good at protecting his privacy.
Yeah.
And we're talking about people on this list who are very good at breaking other people's privacy.
Yeah.
And no one can find this guy if he does not want to be found.
This is a group of hackers that wants to know someone's identity. And not even a group of, like, anonymous hackers where you get this idea of, like, script kiddies and, you know, young people and stuff like that. These are, like, 30- and 40-year-old hackers that have been hacking since hacking started. And the fact that these guys can't find out who is... And I can't remember this guy's name. It's like Kiyoshi Yakamura or something like that. And it almost sounds just entirely made up.
Right.
I would suspect, if I had to make a guess, that he is among you. May even be you, Crichton. And that it has to be somebody who's that good.
Right.
It has to be a crypto guy to have created what he created and to be able to protect his identity the way he did.
It's brilliant
stuff.
He did
a good job. And the name is...
Nice dodge, Crichton.
Satoshi Nakamoto.
What's his name?
What was it?
Satoshi Nakamoto.
Yep.
Reminds me of
probably an anagram.
Maybe. It reminds me of the Kobayashi character from The Usual Suspects, which is a fine film. So, all right, so you're saying it was in this TV show, they treated it fairly, and because the court case in the show was about the creator of the Bitcoin, they at some point explained what the Bitcoin was?
Oh, well, that's my impression, that they explained it fairly well. They actually redid the commercial on WeUseCoins.com themselves so that they wouldn't infringe on somebody else's license because they didn't know whose license it is. But apparently they changed that part of it. But they
and
kept
the show
the
is called the Good What?
The Good Wife.
The Good Wife. Crichton, thanks for the call tonight. I'm sure our Bitcoin fans out there will appreciate knowing about it if they haven't already heard. Of course, Bitcoin, an alternative currency, completely decentralized. We'll tell you more about it here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, be prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 182-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com while supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
The toll-free number is 1-855-453, 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
We've been talking about the Bitcoin, and Mark, you already mentioned, I think, WeUseCoins.com earlier tonight. It's a good place to go to learn more about the Bitcoin, because it is something that has the potential of changing forever how we think about and use money, and be a serious threat to the government's monopolistic fiat currency system.
Some would claim that all the governments really have is a monopoly on money. I don't know that I entirely agree with that.
They have men with guns, too, which helps with their monopoly on money. But the Bitcoin is interesting because it's a decentralized currency. It is not issued by a central bank. It is not issued by a corporation. Nobody knows who even created the Bitcoin. It's just an open source project that has been worked on and compiled by multiple people. And folks are out there using it for a variety of different purposes, some legal, some not so much. And it's become...
They're using that for cash, too. I mean, so Bitcoin isn't bad because some people will use it for illegal stuff. They use cash for the same reason. So if you think Bitcoin's bad, then you must therefore think the United States Federal Reserve note is a bad thing.
Well, I mean, some people use all kinds of things to do illegal things. I've got a story here about addicts who are getting tattoos in return for being given drugs.
There's a story about a woman proposing to exchange oral sex for Chicken McNuggets.
There you go.
Jeez.
Must really love those McNuggets. Yes.
They're made with white meat now, so.
So WeUseCoins.com is where you can go to learn more about this brilliant technology that is still only really just kind of getting started. It's only been going on for a few years, and it's kicking up. The value has jumped up quite a bit recently. It went up from like $3 a Bitcoin to $6.
It's down to like $2.10. I saw it at one point, and now it's, actually I have an app on my phone. There's an app for that.
That's right. More than one, I think.
Oh, I'm sure that there's several, yeah. But I've got
it's a... The MT MTGox app is the one that I think.
This might be the MTGox app. $6.65 is what I've got it at.
$6.65. And the thing about the Bitcoin is you don't have to wait for the market to close to get a final price. This thing is going all the time. I mean, you check that in 20 more minutes, it might be different. You know, you look in an hour, it's going to be a different price.
I took an economics class this past semester, whatever mm-hmm. you want to call it, and we had this awful discussion board thing, and there was one discussion board that was about the Federal Reserve, and whether and the question was whether or not we agreed with it. So we were supposed to talk to our classmates, and I asked if anyone had ever heard about Bitcoin, and I tried to start a conversation about Bitcoin, and nobody wanted to talk to me.
Interesting.
My economics teacher. There was one guy who said that he thought it was interesting, and then he was like, but I mean, there's nothing backing it, and so it's just based on whether or not it's popular, so that means it's bad.
That much is true. But, you know,
but that is true that it's not backed.
Right. When they claim that gold or silver are good things to have currency in, they'll often use stuff like it's difficult to counterfeit. It's hard to counterfeit gold, right? Mm-hmm. It's not easy.
But it can be done.
You can, you know, have a gold-plated coin or something like
that.
Yeah,
like gold-plated lead or something, right?
It can be done. You know, and silver, same thing. And, you know, it's you can't inflate it. You know, it's relatively easy to transport. Comparative, gold certainly more easy than silver. You got $10,000 in silver, and yeah, you're going to have a heck of a time loading it in your car. Mm-hmm. But $10,000 in gold, you could probably carry that in your lunchbox if you needed to. But Bitcoin fits most of those things. I mean, some of the things that make silver and gold valuable are the fact that it can be used in other ways. Silver can be used in industrial applications. Gold can be used for jewelry. Bitcoin cannot be used that way.
Right. If silver and gold weren't valuable in those ways, then they wouldn't have any value. I mean, people wouldn't want them just because they're shiny, necessarily. They're useful and shiny, which is much more...
Well, they make good jewelry. If you look, there's plenty of jewelry out there that's made of things that aren't valuable. So gold and silver have value as jewelry, and then they have value as currency.
Right.
Some of their value comes from their jewelry aspect, and some of them come from the currency aspect, and if certainly rarity is falls in here. But, you know, they'll talk about how they're, difficult to replicate and difficult to, relatively easy to transport, and all these, they're divisible. All these things are good, aspects of currency. Bitcoin fits all the good aspects of currency, so therefore it has innate value in that way. If somebody cracks the Bitcoin code, it's over. It's worthless.
But they can't. I mean, it's literally...
Can't? I don't know.
It's a mathematical impossibility to do something like that.
I know that at this point it certainly is, but who knows? Into the future, it's hard to say.
Things could change in the future, no doubt. But Bitcoin has real value because it's valuable in that people do value it. They are using it, and it doesn't seem like they're going to stop using it anytime soon.
I just put a bunch of money into Bitcoin, so I mean, I have belief in that they're going to continue to go up.
If you want to talk to people about Bitcoin and other alternative currencies, because I certainly wouldn't put all my eggs in one basket, so to speak. But if you want to meet a bunch of people that have a real grasp on alternative currency, come to the Liberty Forum. It's happening February 23rd through the 26th at the Nashua Crown Plaza Hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire, where you'll get to meet all kinds of interesting people, hundreds of liberty-minded folks, many of whom support the alternative currencies and alternative markets and services. They will all be hanging out in the same hotel for a weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If you can't make it for the whole weekend, come up for part of it. You can always get the a la carte tickets where if you only want to buy a day or two, you can do that too. But the full weekend, the VIP pass is only like $210. It's no big deal. In fact, you can save an extra 10% if you use discount code FTL2012 when you get registered over at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Again, freestateproject.org/libertyforum, discount code FTL2012. You'll learn about some of the great speakers that they're going to be having there, as well as some of the sessions, like panel discussions, for instance, on making the move to New Hampshire or civil disobedience and other things. It's all still kind of getting firmed up, but Chris Lawless is behind it, the giant you may have seen on the news, standing
Ron
behind
Paul's
Ron Paul.
Freaking giant.
Yep, he is going to be the man behind this event, and that means it's going to get done, and it's going to be very, very good. It's a great list of speakers, too, including Jody Emery from Canada, Culture, Prax Girl, Peter Schiff, Carlos Miller from Photography is Not a Crime, and so many more. Go and visit freestateproject.org/libertyforum to get signed up. Let's talk to Zooks, listening somewhere in the U.S. Zooks, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Zooks.
Hey, there's a lady here.
How are you doing, man?
Can you call a lady a fella?
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. I'm just curious.
I think not.
Very good. I don't care.
Go ahead.
Talking about Bitcoin, I recently purchased some Bitcoins myself to do a little shopping on the Silk Road.
Yes, the Silk Road Marketplace.
How'd that go?
Yes, yes. It went great, actually. It was a little nerve-wracking. I kind of been watching the site for a little while now and just to kind of get a feel for it.
Now, let's explain, Zooks. What is the Silk Road Marketplace?
The Silk Road Marketplace is a online anonymous black market. You can access this marketplace through the anonymizing Tor network.
And that's the only way, as I understand it, that you can get on this this marketplace is through Tor.
As far as I understand, yeah.
Got it. So first you have to know how to find the Silk Road, which is a specific, these Tor addresses are usually just a mix of letters and numbers, so it's not like anything that is mnemonic. You can't really remember it. You just have to figure out a way to get to the Silk Road. And, how did you find the Silk Road in the first place?
It just took a little surfing. I eventually found a link and found it by chance. but I know they recently have changed the address. I don't know how easy the new one is to find or not.
Got it.
So found that, got on, just kind of watched the site for a little while, checked things out, checked out prices. I'm sure most of your listeners are somewhat familiar with it, but you really can find all types of things there.
A lot of things that are very difficult to find on the street are very plentiful on Silk Road.
Absolutely.
And not only that, the interesting thing about Silk Road is, besides the fact that it's anonymous, is that because of the fact that there are multiple sellers in the same place competing for reputation, even though it's anonymous, they still have reputation ratings like on eBay. Because of that, you end up getting quality products, and it's not as likely that you're going to get ripped off. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we give to you there, including listening options. So we've got those for you. Live streams, broadband, and dial-up versions are available for you. Radio listening options, we list all over 100 radio stations we're on AM and FM across the country throughout the week. Our satellite options, including XM satellite radio. We've got two channels we're on up on XM, and we also have a free-to-air KU band channel. The webcam and the listen lines allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's where you can go to get all the details, listen.freetalklive.com. Now, of course, if you're a cigarette smoker, you know that's probably not a long-term habit. It's likely one that could potentially kill you at some point in the future, and you know that it's a good idea to quit, but maybe you just haven't gotten around to being motivated doing it. So if you aren't quite ready to quit cigarettes, or even if you are, the Vaporsmith's e-cigarette can help. It can help you if you aren't ready to quit simply because of the fact that you can change over from smoke to vapor. And that alone is going to drastically change your life. You won't have to go outside of the bar ever again, or the restaurant, or wherever, the workplace, or wherever you are. You won't have to go outside to vape because you're not
like
smoking.
It looks like a cigarette. It tastes like a cigarette. It delivers nicotine like a cigarette. It's half as much as a cigarette. It's healthier than a cigarette.
It's cheaper for you. It's better for you. You're not going to stink anymore. Your house isn't going to stink. Your carpets, your couch.
Well, people aren't going to whisper about how you're secondhand smoke killing your family.
It's a great transition away from cigarettes. You can get away from the cigarette and still feed your nicotine habit with the Vaporsmith's e-cigarette, which you can get at Vaporsmiths.com. Now,
for free.
Well, now, how do you get it for free, Mark?
You get it for free by buying 40 cartomizers. The cartomizers are the things that contain the nicotine. You buy 40 of them with coupon code FTL, and you get two e-cigarettes in the kit, mm-hmm. plus a charger and all that stuff for free, plus free shipping. It's Vaporsmiths.com, coupon code FTL, 40 cartomizers, or call 855-2-GET-VAPOR.
That's 855-2-GET-VAPOR, Vaporsmiths.com, code FTL. Go ahead and hook yourself up with this. And as I mentioned, if you are ready to quit, this is an ideal tool to help that transition as well, because you can step down the amount of nicotine. There's different levels of nicotine in these cartomizers that you can order. You know, everything from ultra light to medium to high level nicotine. So once again, Vaporsmiths.com. All right, we'll go back to Zooks. He's in somewhere in the U.S., and there's a good reason he's not telling us where, because he's talking about the Silk Road Marketplace, which, as was discussed before, is an anonymized market where black market services and products are available. available. Specifically, it focuses around drugs, as they are relatively easy to ship. But I believe there's even guns available through the Silk Road Market and all other manner of interesting, unique products that you can't get through Amazon. So if you can find the way to the Silk Road, you can find some interesting choices. And you, Zooks, were telling us that you've tried this. You've actually ordered some products through the Silk Road Marketplace. What was your experience?
It was a great overall experience. I'm currently prescribed a medication that is a controlled substance, and at times, you know, I run out. Like when my back goes out, I have to take more than I usually do, and because it's a controlled substance, the doctor is really they'll be really strict about how much they'll give you and how often. And so I decided to purchase some through the Silk Road just to have as backup. So when I did go out, so I kind of surfed on there for a while and found a vendor who had really great ratings, over 250 sales, positive sales. Bought some bitcoins, made a purchase, and 5 days later, packages in the mail.
Now, where did you mail it? Did you mail it to your own house, or did you send it somewhere else?
No, I actually did mail it to my own house.
Some people would be pretty nervous about that.
Yeah,
although,
and I was, absolutely. the Silk Road definitely recommends that if you do ship to your own house, to just maybe change one or two letters on your name. A lot of times, I live in a really small town, so a lot of times I'll receive packages that might have my name misspelled, and it gets to our house, no problem, so.
Well, the idea is that it's you have what they call, I think, plausible deniability. I don't know if anyone's been caught doing the Silk Road Market yet, so there hasn't really been a court case around this that I've heard of. But the concept is you can't stop someone from sending something to your house. I mean, it's the mail system. If you want to send something to Free Talk Live, there's nothing we can stop. You
can't stop you.
Right. We aren't responsible for the person who's sending the mail. However, if you act as though you were expecting this this package, if the cops send a delivery man up and they somehow ask you questions and you answer them to the extent that you know what this package is and that you're expecting it, well, then all of a sudden you no longer have plausible deniability. But if it's just some package showing up at your house, then, you have no liability. At least you shouldn't have liability for what's inside it, because you couldn't possibly know.
I don't trust them, frankly. I mean, I wouldn't trust them not to charge you, but...
No, I agree with you, Mark, but in theory, do you see where I'm coming from?
I see the theory. Yeah, I got the theory.
So people are doing this around the world. Some folks, and now it's interesting, on Silk Road Market, there are some people who will not ship to the U.S., some people are already in the U.S., so it'll tell you where the vendor is in general and to where they will ship. Some will ship worldwide to anywhere around the world. Some will ship Europe to Europe. Some will ship only within the U.S. Some will ship only Canada to, Canada or the U.S. So there's different vendors out there, and they all have different specifications on how they do things. Can you tell us about how they were pills, prescription pills that you purchased, which, again, is also an illegal purchase. How were they packaged?
They were packaged just in a manila envelope and just placed inside of a candy package, which had paper towel wrapped around the actual pills.
Interesting.
All the labels on the actual package, on the outside of the package, were all printed labels, looked professional. It didn't look sketchy at all.
So, was this the only purchase you made, or did you try other things as well?
No, that's the first one that I've done, and I honestly don't know how often I would do it, but I would consider it again for sure.
That's interesting.
I am curious about something. What was the price like in comparison to getting a prescription? I mean, you might not pay for it because of the insurance, but
it was far more expensive than. Than what I paid for it, just over the counter. But
you're still paying black market rates.
Yeah.
The Silk, when you look at the Silk Road, you'll find that the rates tend to be in line with the black market or slightly lower. Is that what you found?
Yeah, it was very comparable to street prices. Yeah.
But you actually normally, I think the difference is, even though you're paying around the same price as a street price, the odds are much higher you're going to get a real product through Silk Road because of the anonymous seller's reputation rating system. Whereas if you're just on this in the streets and some guy offers you some pill, you don't know. I mean, if this guy has no reputation, even dealers that do have reputation don't know sometimes what they're selling. But a lot of these people, I have a feeling, are very close to the manufacturer, and they know what it is that they're selling out there. They're not going to sell something bad because they don't want to get bad ratings on Silk Road. I mean, it's possible if you went through some sort of vendor that doesn't have a reputation that maybe you could get some bunk, but it seems like overall there's a lot of honest vendors on that site.
Yeah, it seems like it. Absolutely.
Zooks, thanks for your experience. Guys, do you have any more questions for Zooks?
I'm just wondering, Zooks, so you said these were pain meds, and you take them for your back, and that you need some backups for the because the doctor's strictly controls them. What do you think the chances are you're getting addicted to these?
I know that I am, because because I take them on a regular basis, but if I do go out and I don't have them, then I'll be very sick, and I can't handle being sick for weeks at a time when it happens. It's horrible.
So are you taking them now for the pain, or are you taking them to prevent yourself from getting sick?
It's definitely for the pain. I do not overtake them. I'm very, very strict with myself about how much I take.
Zooks, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you and the expertise in the story. Again, Silk Road Marketplace, it's an interesting concept.
Well, what's interesting about it is... probably a year and a half ago, I came across a lot of information about ADHD online, adult ADHD. And I looked into what it would be to get, like, a prescription to something, say, Adderall. Mm-hmm. And since it's a controlled substance, you have to go to the psychiatrist every single month to get your refill.
Oh, geez.
So for me,
scam.
it would be cheaper to get it on the black market than it would to try to go to a doctor and get it.
I know for a fact they have Adderall on the Silk Road. I've seen it there. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line hour 3's next. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
Get in the zone!
You can protect your engine with regular oil changes. Protect your wallet by doing it yourself. Now at AutoZone, get a 5-plus quart jug of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter now on sale for just $20.99. Or upgrade to Pennzoil high mileage motor oil and a Fram Tough Guard oil filter for just $4 more. See store for restrictions and details. Save on your next project with trusted advice from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.